Hello all. So bear with me. I have a dumb icon up, but I have it here so that I can upload this without it being flagged as a still image. So I'm going to answer some of your questions so that you guys can get a little bit more out of me than you usually do. So let's look at what we have here. First question. How many tablets have you used, and what has been the most responsive? I've used, I mean, if you consider just versions, I've used about six. If you're talking about actual individual tablets, probably 12. My first tablet was an Art Z2 tablet. I've had an Intuos, I've probably used every single Intuos and Graphire up till now. As far as responsiveness for best bang for your buck, a Graphire 3 will do you amazing. I recommend it over a Bamboo. As far as a higher end thing, I'd say Intuos 3. I still own an Intuos 3. And considering the fact that I draw all the time and I ink all the time, the sensitivity on the Intuos 3 is superior than the Intuos 4, Intuos 5, and the Intuos Pro. If you're asking me how that's possible by Wacom having lower standards and cheaper products. So, Intuos 3 is by far, in my opinion, the most responsive of the styluses. You are free to disagree with that. You may say, well, 40, 48, or whatever. I'm going to tell you guys, past 1024, you really can't perceive the difference. The levels of pressure isn't as important as the stylus being reliable and pressing that up and down with a proper amount of force and having it properly manufactured and tweaked and set up for a good pressure delivery. So, I mean, in my opinion, if you want to get a new tablet and you want to be really have really good results and not deal with any kind of weirdness that you wouldn't want to have to deal with being new to drawing, go online and find yourself an Intuos 3. They're cheaper, they're getting harder to find though, so sooner or later they're going to actually get more expensive than they are than the regular ones. But I think they're still pretty cheap now, so take a look at that. They also last forever and have way less table space and have less stuff that breaks on them. Okay, moving on to the next question. Are you going to stop doing Marty Comics? I don't know why this keeps coming up. People asking. I've like literally drawn a 32-page comic over the year, and I'm drawing another 60-page comic. The thing is you guys just don't see them because you're not supporting my website, hardblush.com, and the other comic is going to be coming out through Image Comics in September, October, so I'm working on that now. So, am I still doing Marty Comics? Yes, I'm doing as many Marty Comics now as I've always done, at least a comic a year, if not more. What made you want to be an NSFW artist? This is kind of a can of worms. question, and here's why. You don't really decide to be an NSFW artist. You don't. One of the major. I need to cover this as another thing, as a separate thing. But one of the major things that I recommend to people when they say, "Hey, how do you get into drawing? How do you draw a lot? How do you get into doing the drawings? Because I draw and it's boring." Blah 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 blah. Well, the reality is, inspiration and motivation are your only major friends in this factor, especially when you're starting. If you do not find a muse or a source of inspiration or an artist that drives you to draw, and if the process is not fulfilling or entertaining or enjoyable, keep in mind these don't actually all have to be together. Some people are frustrated by the art process, but because of the challenge of art, they persist. So everyone's drive is going to be different. And what drives them and what inspires them is all different. And your job is to find what is gonna make you draw all the time. The problem with that, of course, well, I say of course, but it's actually not that obvious. What inspires you may not be what you want to do and may not actually sync up with what your goals or what you think you want to do. So, you know, you could be like myself, drawing elf girls and dragons for 5 years and not really drawing often. And when you do, you're not really thinking about what you're drawing and you have no real focus. And then at some point, you could be introduced to an artist. For me, it was Poju, and then be inspired greatly by something kind of deep inside of you that made you realize, oh wow, this is crazy the amount of power this art can have over people, myself included. And that could be addicting to sense that, you know, you can draw something and really kind of impact others, and maybe you get addicted to that, or that's the thing that really helps you drive you forward. But, you know, ideally, back in the day, I probably would have much preferred having something more socially normal to be inspired by, because it would make a lot of the things I deal with now a lot easier. Being a not safe for work artist is not easy. It literally is a series of walls. It's also, as stupid as this sounds to say this, but you deal with slut shaming, but just apply to you as an artist, and people having to hide, and people knowing your name in the industry but not really ever speaking your name out loud, and there always being a kind of thing. So it's really not the ideal situation, especially not in North America. Japan and Europe's a bit of a different deal because they don't have their panties in a knot over porn, not as much. But here, it's pretty much the death bells. Is that the term? It's the death note. It's the Grim Reaper shows up and kills your career, depending on where you're at. But that's kind of sort of changing, and you're seeing that with a lot of artists now that are in the industry and also do draw porn, and it doesn't affect them like it used to. And the reason that's that way is, first of all, old fucks are dying. People in the industry and people who drive the industry are going away, and young people are replacing them, and they don't give a fuck. Secondly, there's more and more money being pumped into mildly adult content. And by mildly adult, I don't mean like straight on porn, but content built for 20, 30 year olds. And with that comes people's wish and desires to see a more sexual content. So I foresee, as time goes by, being an adult artist will be less stressful and less walled. But I can also see society wanting to erect more walls around porn as time goes by. So it's there's a duality to this. There's society trying to make porn not exist, and then there's young people not really giving a fuck about porn, and then that kind of clash is happening right now. So there wasn't a decision to be a non-safe for work artist. It was simply the thing that made me draw the most. And because it made me draw the most, it gave me the best results. Went for yourself. If you want to draw porn, and when you draw porn, you draw it all the time, great. That's what you want. If you're drawing porn and you hate it, or you're drawing porn because you think it's a good idea for money, I don't know what to tell you, man. There's way better ways to make money as a non-porn artist if you can pull off a few things. You know, then, so hope that answers that. The decision wasn't mine to make. It was I decided to not turn my back to inspiration and embrace something to help me get ahead with art. And that's where I'm at now. Next question. Do you enjoy exaggerating the anatomy more, or it feels the same to you? Okay, so I assume you mean, I like, well, if I assume this is correct, I mean, you mean to ask, do I like more exaggerated anatomy? You know, as you get into anatomy and, you know, illustrations and drawings and junk. When you get things right, it starts to get boring after a while, and you start seeing where you can go with your shapes and forms while still kind of how far you can deform something while still fitting correctly with the rest of the drawing. That becomes more challenging and more interesting if you're the kind of person who enjoys challenging themselves while they're drawing. So, as far as that goes, yeah, it's great. I like it. It's more fun. It's tougher and trickier and trickier, and definitely has its pitfalls, and you can go overboard, but it's fun to try to make things that don't exist come to life while still getting away with it and having people accept your new deformed version of reality. So, last question I'm going to be doing. I recently picked up drawing. What should I start with to practice improving my skills? This is one hell of a tricky question. I've sort of covered a bit of it in the previous one of the previous question. The first thing you want to do to improve your skill is to draw a lot. To draw a lot, you need to be inspired or do something that makes you draw a lot. Either that being you being very studious or focused or inspired or excited or driven. But your first thing you need above all else is the drive to draw so much. So I can't tell you a specific thing because I don't know if you like to draw cartoony things, if you like realistic things, if you like to paint. But until you know that, it's best you just draw a whole lot all the time. That's gonna take you're gonna need to find a way to find out if you've got that in you. If you don't have that in you, then you should not probably draw. So tap in to what it is you want to do that you don't feel anyone else is doing in a way that you want to see. Maybe that's going to get you in the right direction. All right, so that's it for today. Hopefully we can do a few more of these later. See you guys.